All right, Health Matters, and we are taking a look at a bedtime rock courtesy of Medical News Today, and I want to ask you something. What kind of bed do you use? And if you've used different beds over the years, and I know for some of you that may mean, you know, different beds over the last 20 years. For some of you, different beds over the last 40 years. Some of you, it may not mean different beds because maybe you haven't really begun to pay attention to the purchase of beds long enough to have used more than one type. But whether it's one type or whether it's been more than one, what kind of bed do you notice has seemed to have worked the best for you? I know some people use, for example, beds that have the spring coils, the metal spring coils inside the mattresses. Some people prefer beds like the Sleep Number, where you can change the pressure of the mattress. Some people prefer something with like the Tempur-Pedic, and you have the memory foam inside the bed. Some people prefer a bed that gives you the best of both worlds. They would consider it. You have the something like the Sleep Number or the Sleep Number, which allows you to adjust the pressure of the mattress. And it is topped off with a very thick memory foam surface. Some of you may have ordered some of the mattresses that you've seen advertised on TV, but you could only order them online or by phone. What types of beds seem to have worked best for you? And if you try any of those beds that allow you to somewhat recline or incline the top of the bed or the bottom of the bed, the foot or the head of the bed, where you can have it up at an angle a bit. I know some people, for example, have some serious problems with sinus drainage. And if they lie flat all night, their sinuses drain all night and make it very difficult for them to sleep. And so if they sleep with their bodies at an angle, with their head slightly elevated, their sinuses don't drain as badly, and so they sleep better, they rest better. So any of you try any of those approaches to sleeping well at night? Now, how about this? How many of you have slept while rocking in a hammock? You got in a hammock and maybe you had some kind of machine that would have that hammock just gently rock back and forth, or from side to side, I should say, just slightly rock side to side. Some of you have probably bought that for your babies, for your infants, one of those little beds made for babies that can actually rock from side to side. You wind that baby up or you program it, and it just rocks, just gently rocks from side to side. How many of you grown folks have tried that? You think it would make a difference? Well, as it turns out, as many as 1 in 3 adults in the U.S. are not getting the recommended 7 hours of sleep each night, according to the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease are just some of the conditions that sleep-deprived people are at risk of developing. Sleep, our proper sleep, ladies and gentlemen, is important. In fact, we can say this safely. It's critical. Our proper sleep is critical. Obesity, y'all have heard me talk about this off and on for years now. Diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, all of these and more can come about as a result of being continually sleep deprived. The director of the CDC's Division of Population Health recommends that people who don't get enough sleep make a range of lifestyle changes in order to improve their sleep quality. For instance, and this is critical, listen to this, not only going to bed on time, but going to bed at the same time each night. How many of you recall me saying, hey, look, even on the weekends, you still need to be going to bed at the same time? In fact, if you can pull it off, try to go to bed earlier during the weekends than during the week. If you find that your work schedule has you up late during the week, your general schedule, I should say, because like I said before, I know a lot of us are, you know, a lot of people are working, taking care of family and school, and have a number of other responsibilities, whether they have to do with responsibilities at the place of worship, some people involved in civic duties, you name it. You may find it very difficult to get to bed on time during the week because there's so much going on during the week. Maybe for some of you, it's actually easier to get to bed at a good hour on the weekends than during the week. Don't keep abusing yourself by saying, but hold up now. The weekends are the only times that I can really just have a good time, let my hair down, unwind, relax. I hear you loud and clear. Is there a way, though, that you can manage your schedule, manage your time, so that you have a good time on the weekend and still get to bed on time? I know some of you say, hey, look, that's when I get a chance to go be with my friends. I hear you. That's the time when I get to go out and really just play some ball. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. That's the time that I can really just relax and just watch some TV for a while. I hear you. All I'm saying is there a way that in order to take good care of our health, our bodies, we can do both? Let the weekend be a time for those of you who don't ordinarily work the weekends, because a lot of people work the weekends, and your time has to come during the week, your downtime. But can we have that downtime and use that as a good reason to also get to bed at the time that we know our bodies need to be in bed? Let's look into this some more when I come back.